Hello, my name is Chip Wan, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, December 30th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Luke 24, verses 13 through 35, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke 24, 13 through 35, on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." Today's devotional is titled, Recognizing Jesus in the Mundane. In today's scripture reading, two disciples are walking on the road to Emmaus, a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem. These disciples are Cleopas and an unnamed disciple. They are deep in conversation discussing the events of the last 3 days, Jesus' crucifixion and the reports of his resurrection. They are confused and filled with sorrow as they try to make sense of what has occurred. As they walk, a stranger joins them. They did not recognize that this stranger was actually Jesus himself, as they were kept from recognizing him. Jesus engages them in conversation, asking what is troubling them. The disciples pour out their hearts, sharing their confusion and disappointment about the events over the last 3 days. As they reach Emmaus, the disciples invite the stranger to stay with them since it is getting late. They sit down to eat together, and quote, "As he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them." Luke 24, verse 30. It was then that the disciples' eyes were opened, and they knew the stranger was actually Jesus. Immediately, the two disciples returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them to tell them that, quote, "The Lord is risen indeed." Luke 24, verse 34. Think of all the things each of us has encountered since Christmas Day, approximately 5 days ago, or what has occurred over the last 3 days, potentially looking for receipts, gift exchanges, visiting with family in town or possibly out of town, children out of school, trying to get back to normal or a routine, etc. It can be overwhelming, to say the least. However, not as overwhelming as the feelings the two disciples had on the road to Emmaus, as their last 3 days were filled with confusion, sorrow, and disappointment, as things had not transpired as they and many others had hoped. If we can quiet our mind and our heart and reflect on our own last 3 days, our own road to Emmaus, did we recognize the presence of Jesus in ordinary, everyday moments? Did we recognize Jesus in small gestures of kindness from others? The road to Emmaus speaks to the significance of recognizing the presence of Jesus in the mundane and routine aspects of our daily lives. It emphasizes the transformative power that can be found in recognizing Him in the ordinary events of our lives, leading us to a deeper relationship with Jesus. Quote, "The Lord is risen indeed," Luke 24, verse 34, "and He is always walking with us, whether we recognize His presence or not." Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, quiet our hearts and our minds and draw us nearer to You. Help us to see You in the ordinary events of our lives. Give us the confidence to know that regardless of our circumstances, You are always walking with us. Amen.